If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
How are you, Howard?
Good, thank you. Actually, decent weather, hard to believe, but decent weather on a sort of sad day with what's going on in Washington. But I'm okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Before we get to your article, let's talk about that for a second. January 6th, Enrique Tarrio staged a midday march today. This is one of the J6ers who was sentenced to 22 years in prison for conspiracy. He is credited with orchestrating the January 6th attack. He's among more than 1,500 defendants who saw their charges dropped, but he decided he would march today. And that's what he's doing.
Well, in the overall scheme of things, I mean, the thing that is most shocking is that you see these, Republican leaders stand up in front of the press and say, I haven't seen it. I haven't read it. I don't know what anyone's talking about. I'm sure there's two sides. I mean, today, the leader of the Senate stood up and they asked him about this stupid thing that the White House just posted, blaming the violence on the Capitol Police on January 6th. It's on the White House website. And he said, well, the Capitol Police do a wonderful job. And this Friday, we're honoring, it's Law Enforcement Day or something. So we're going to honor all policemen. And none of these reporters, ask him about the fact that it's been more than 2 years since this plaque, which was supposed to be installed at the Capitol, honoring the guys who were wounded and, injured and murdered and whatever, all the Capitol Police, all the other enforcement people, they still haven't put it up.
It's never been hung. How tragic. And 150 police officers were injured that day. 150. Yeah. And 33 of the J6ers who were convicted, they've been rearrested, sentenced for crimes like committing child sex crimes, 5 with possession of illegal weapons, 5 with driving while impaired or under the influence, 2 with rape. And I don't get it. I don't get
these
why they're walking.
These are bad people. What can I say?
Absolutely.
Listen, I mean, it's so, over the last couple of days, it's gotten to the point where with the Venezuela thing and all of these things, you don't even know where to start. You don't even know where to look in the scheme of things for, any kind of rational behavior, any kind of comfort. And again, it's just, the stuff that goes on is really discouraging. And, as I say, I've said this to you before, I feel bad for the parents of upcoming kids, the next two generations of kids. What do you say to anybody, about what's going on in the country and about how, between the grifting and between the lying and everything, it's really sad. But to get back to the point of today's article.
Yeah, because that is talking about kids and what your kids are going to do in the future. And is it going to be computers or is it going to be construction?
Well, it doesn't. And by the way, it doesn't have to be construction, but it has to be, I think, vocational in the sense that, the jobs that are going to persist are going to be jobs that are not going to be immediately impacted by the changes brought on by artificial intelligence and all of this kind of stuff. And construction is an area. The point of my thing today was that I've talked and I just lectured in front of a whole bunch of contractors and people that own these kinds of businesses, and they think that it's going to be years and years before their industry is impacted. And what they don't understand is, first of all, they're aging out. Their workforce is aging out. The estimates now are they need 500,000 new people entering construction every year going forward now. And two, that the machines are catching up much faster than we ever imagined. When you see these 60 Minutes just had a piece on the actual robots, but there's all kinds of machines that can go in and automatically paint a whole room and, so we're headed in that direction. And I just think the other part of it is, as I always say, the guy who is my car mechanic goes home at 5 o'clock, makes a wonderful living, has very little stress, makes, you know, I mean, and you know what? And he's, we have for God knows how long stigmatized those kinds of trainings in the trades and those programs. And yet when you look around, we're terribly short of plumbers. We're terribly short of electricians. And this is, you know, this is the future. So when I see these kids facing $90,000 and $100,000 a year in tuition and going with their parents into serious debt for, you know, what could be their lifetime, you have to ask, you know, is this appropriate for all of these kids? Is, you know, is the dream of a four-year college education the best bet? And, you know, we know, as you may know, you know, we started Flashpoint Academy a few years ago to do vocational training for all the digital arts. And a lot of those kids are now happy, you know, they are employed and they're growing with these various industries. And if they would have gone to a traditional college, I think they would have been out on the street trying to find a job.
Yeah. In fact, the Wall Street Journal had a great article. It's been a while. Go ahead, get a good cough in, because I know you're trying to grasp your breath. This article in the Wall Street Journal was titled America's New Millionaire Class, Plumbers and HVAC Entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And by the way, I would add solar to that. Not necessarily in Illinois, but the solar installations are starting to explode all throughout the Southwest. And that's a craft that you can learn. It's brand new stuff. So there's not this historical, you know, requirement that you've been doing it for 10 or 20 years. So that's going to explode. All of the solar and the electrical things are going to just explode. And, you know, I mean, I think that we have to be honest and realistic. I mean, we have to figure out you can't export these jobs. I think that's the other thing. And now what the funny thing is, I mean, a lot of these laborers were Trumpers, and now they're discovering that, you know, their workforce is disappearing. And that's not, you know, that's not encouraging them. I mean, these are, you know, a lot of the immigrants and the newly arrived people in this country, these jobs were one of the first things they could access. And they built families and whole lives and pretty good livings doing it. And now, you know, we have construction going on in our neighborhood. Honestly, I think in the morning, the contractor shows up and he has to reassure his workforce that they haven't seen hide nor hair of ice and that they should, you know, plan to put in a full day's work. This is insane that this is going on in our country and in our city.
What I think is insane, I wanted to hit you up about this because you're a tech guy. I don't know that you're a gambler or anything, but did you read the story about the person that made a $34,000 wager and then doubled down on the bet just hours before the Venezuelan president was seized by the U.S. This person made $410,000 somehow in just a matter of hours before Maduro was captured by the U.S. This person placed a wager. Obviously, they knew it was going to happen. They're remaining anonymous, all done through crypto.
This has happened. Look, this has been happening for years now. I mean, Trump's people, Trump's family are intimately involved in crypto. The worst one ever was somebody who borrowed their life savings from some bank and put it down the day before Trump announced something. I can't remember. It was in all the papers. And, you know, that purchase that he made, you know, resulted in, I don't know, $20, $30 million. So, you know, we just see that inside information is going on, leakage is going on, bribery is going on. And the worst part about it, I think, is that it's in our face. It's like, you know, we're just doing it and, you know, try and stop me. I mean, this is the moral of Trump. But the other thing I think that you see on all these crazy sort of hostile incidents that you see on all the social media is the sense of entitlement of these people walking into stores and taking whole shopping carts and just, you know, rolling them out the door. The sense of these, you know, people who just think that they can do anything now. I mean, I really think that all flows from this mindset of, well, if Trump can do it and if everybody who works in Washington can do it, you know, why shouldn't I be able to do it? And it's rotting the country. I mean, it's just not the way we were brought up, but that's what we're seeing every day.
Howard, thank you so much for checking in. We always appreciate your input on the show. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you as well. Take care.
HowardTullman.com. That's T-U-L-L-M-A-N. A representative in Congress did introduce a ban on, well, you know, a piece to ban insider trading on prediction markets. That's where that bet was wagered, a prediction market. And whoever put the bet on Maduro being captured 2 hours before he was captured walked away with $410,000. That's just craziness.